Mohamed Sahimi is a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Southern California and a blogger at the Huffington Post, among other publications. He says that Iran will see real change if the challenger in tonight's election, Hossein Mousavi, is victorious.
Internally, President Ahmadinejad has basically damaged and hurt the economy at a vast scale. So at least on the economic scale, things will improve dramatically. At the same time, Mr. Mousavi has promised that if he's elected, he will lead the nation to a more open society, more freedom of press, more freedom of expression, and more freedom for the young people. You are right about Mr. Khatami. He tried to reform the system, but he failed at some significant level. But that had also to do with the personality that Mr. Khatami had. He was not, in some sense, a tough leader who would push for his reform. But Mr. Mousavi is different. He was prime minister of Iran in the 1980s during some of the toughest times that Iran has had in contemporary history. And therefore, he is a very experienced manager at the national level, whereas Mr. Khatami was never of that caliber. Mr. Khatami has supported Mousavi and has campaigned for him very strongly, and therefore we believe that if Mr. Mousavi is elected, his election will yield very significant changes within the country. Now, externally, that would also be positive in terms of Iran's external image at the international level, because as we all know, President Ahmadinejad has been very aggressive and he has had some sort of adventurous foreign policy where he denies the Holocaust and has very strong rhetoric against Israel. That will all be eliminated from Iran's foreign policy. Mr. Mousavi has also promised that if he's elected, he will pursue a constructive diplomacy and negotiations with the United States. So that also bodes well for Iran's image at the international level, and also for the Western countries, including our country here, the United States, and its Western European allies. So we will have to wait to see what happens.
An op-ed that you wrote in the New York Times recently, you talked about the ongoing power struggle in Iran, but you wrote that the struggle is not between the reformist line and the hardliners, but factions inside the conservative camp. Can you explain what that conflict has been?
Well, part of the conservative camp has wanted to enter negotiation with the United States. They believe that Iran has been isolated as a result of President Ahmadinejad's foreign policy, and they think that the situation between Iran and the United States is no longer tenable. Iran needs to come out of its isolation and reach accommodation both with the United States and the rest of the world. The camp that supports President Ahmadinejad is very suspicious of the United States. They don't want to compromise with the United States, or even if they do want to compromise, the conditions that they would set would make it almost impossible. So that's part of the power struggle within the conservative camp. And of course, we have always had a struggle between the reformists and the conservative camp, except that in that op-ed that you mentioned, since the reformists are not in power at that at this time, and only will come back to power if Mr. Mousavi is elected, I only describe the power struggle within the conservative camp. This is unprecedented, because in the past, the conservative camp was always united against the reformist camp. But the election of President Ahmadinejad 4 years ago led to deep fissures within the conservative camp, because a lot of people in the conservative camp do not agree with his policies, whether domestically or internationally. And that has led to all these power struggles that I described in my op-ed in New York Times.